Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
Dozens killed following blast at mosque in Nigeria, and four die in Egypt on Muslim Youth Uprising Day. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. Gunmen detonated bombs and opened fire at people at a crowded mosque in Nigeria Friday. Chris Stein reports from the capital, Abuja.
Bombs exploded as people gathered for prayers at the central mosque in Kano in northern Nigeria. As the dust cleared, gunmen opened fire on the stunned worshippers. The Kano Central Mosque is near the palace of the powerful Emir of Kano, who recently called for Nigerians to take up arms against Boko Haram. The Islamist militant group has been waging a bloody campaign across northern Nigeria for the past 5 years. Angry survivors of Friday's attack in Kano obstructed police officers as they arrived at the scene. Police spokesman Mustafa Abubakar says the situation has since calmed down. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
Clashes in Cairo between Islamist protesters and police killed two people Friday, just hours after assailants shot and killed two senior Egyptian army officers. Egyptian security sources say fighting between protesters and police broke out in East Cairo following calls for action by Islamists who want to topple Egypt's military-backed government. At least 100 people were arrested. French President François Hollande has traveled to the Ebola-stricken nation of Guinea, becoming the first Western leader to visit one of the countries at the center of the outbreak. The French president was greeted Friday in Conakry by President Alpha Condé before meeting with health workers and visiting a medical facility. France has pledged $125 million in the fight against the Ebola virus. This is VOA News. Pope Francis continues a three-day trip to Turkey today with a visit to Istanbul, where he is scheduled to meet with Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, the spiritual leader of 300 million Orthodox Christians worldwide. Francis is the fourth pontiff to visit Turkey after similar trips in the past by Paul VI, John Paul II, and Benedict XVI. The trip to the majority Muslim but constitutionally secular nation comes as Turkey grapples with an influx of more than 1.6 million refugees, mainly Syrians, who have fled fighting in their country. Demonstrators disrupted one of the biggest shopping days of the year in St. Louis, Missouri, this Friday, as they protested the week's decision by a grand jury not to indict a white police officer who shot an unarmed black teenager in nearby Ferguson after a street confrontation. VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports from St. Louis.
Nationwide, activists angry that a white police officer was not charged in the killing of Michael Brown disrupted one of the busiest shopping days of the year to draw parallels with racial inequality.
Yeah, the tradition of killing black and brown men has gone on and on and on. That's the tradition we are disrupting.
Protesters at the St. Louis Galleria Mall staged a die-in. Dozens of them lay on the floor to represent Brown's dead body. Demonstrators will start an almost 200-kilometer, seven-day march from Brown's home in Ferguson to the governor's mansion in Jefferson City to continue their protest. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, St. Louis.
The United Nations Committee Against Torture is urging the United States to investigate police abuse as protests continue over a grand jury decision not to charge a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black teenager in the state of Missouri. In a report released Friday, the UN committee said it is concerned about numerous reports of police brutality and excessive use of force, in particular against minority, racial, and ethnic groups. One of the panel's 10 independent experts, Jens Modvig.
We have reports of widespread excessive use of force by the police, and this gives rise to concern, of course, and also that some of some vulnerable groups, including ethnic groups, blacks, have been particularly targeted by this force.
This is the UN's panel's first review of the U.S. record since 2006. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, in a special presentation that is a birthday celebration for the great trumpeter, composer, band leader, and six-time Grammy Award winner, Randy Brecker. Yes, the great Randy Brecker was born in 1945 on the 27th of November, so he's celebrating his 69th birthday and still going strong. And I'm talking about going very strong. There is no trumpet player in jazz today, I dare say in music today, that is more in demand than Randy Brecker. He plays on more different sessions, as he has his entire career, than just about anybody I can think of. As a matter of fact, just in the last 2 years, he's been involved in, I dare say, 10 to 12 different projects. He's always on the go, in the studio, and traveling overseas quite often to work with various bands in various settings. Case in point, a brand new release from the Swiss Youth Jazz Orchestra, recorded live in Switzerland at the Jazzar Festival. They invited not only Randy Brecker, but also his friend and associate musically, Mike Mignieri, the great master of the vibes, to come and work with them in this live performance, as they did on the song you're just about to hear, I Got Ilsa. Here's Randy Brecker as guest trumpeter with the Swiss Youth Jazz Orchestra, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Hey, you! Come out of here on the floor. Ah, honey, let's rock some more. Come out of here on the floor. Honey, let's rock some more, yeah. Now when you get out here, don't you have no fear. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip and work out. Ah, mama, move up. Mama, move back. Shuffle to the left. Wobble to the right, yeah. Now it's plain to see. Put a hurting natural fact, I like it like that's a workout. Yeah, baby, work out. Baby, baby, work out. Oh, baby, work out. Shout to the lobby.
The great George Benson from his album Big Boss Band. He'd always wanted to work with the Count Basie Orchestra, and he did just that on that album. And he also wanted to bring in some real hotshot first-line players to work with him as special guests. And when you want the best, you're going to bring in the likes of Lou Soloff, John Faddis, and Randy Brecker, of course, to be your trumpet players. Baby Workout from Big Boss Band. That's George Benson. He's just one of any number of great vocalists who've invited Randy Brecker to come and be the guest player on their project. Let's talk to Randy Brecker just a bit about how he does all of this session work and fits it into his own career, which of course is very varied and very demanding as well. And then we'll hear another of his recent releases, his collaboration with Bill Warfield and the Bill Warfield Big Band on the album Trumpet Story. And of course, his primary trumpet player would be Randy Brecker. If you had a nickel, and hopefully you do at least, for every session you've done in every different setting, everybody wants Randy Brecker, you know? I mean, it's a great thing to have that recognizable name, and they want you for your sound. Nobody does it like you do, so that's fantastic. But is it kind of ever a hassle? I mean, I remember David Sanborn saying a lot of the sessions he would do, it was like necrophilia. You're playing with a tape. Yeah. You're just layering something over something that can't respond to you. I mean, it's good and bad like everything, I guess.
That part is true. You know, it's a far cry from live playing. But what you try to do is find that part of your personality that can express yourself. You want to involve your personality, which is why they call you, but also express what the artist wants and what the producer wants. So there was kind of a fine line that we were kind of good at skirting. And the fact that we enjoyed different styles of music and we weren't playing down to other people, or we kind of naturally felt that we fit into that kind of circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being in New York, I'd say 99% of the time, even though quite often you get called, we had a musician answering service. It wasn't that we knew who we were even working for before we showed up, but due to the fact that it was New York and the professionalism of everyone involved, there were very, very few bad experiences. Usually we'd show up and people really knew what they were doing. I think a little more so than they do now, because people knew the instruments in the 70s. You know, it was before all the technology. Sometimes you kind of get caught now. You show up and people don't know it. It's a trumpet, but they don't know exactly what goes, how to write for it, or the range, or how does it fit into this. They just know they want some horns. In a way, it's a little more challenging sometimes, and the computer prints out the music, and you're presented with a challenging set of circumstances more often than not these days.
Well, we just got the inside story from Randy Brecker on what it's like being a first-call session player in the world of jazz today. Here's a taste of some of his latest work with the Bill Warfield Big Band. Not only did he want Randy to play trumpet, but also to bring some of his music. And here's one of his most famous songs. It's Sponge from the album Trumpet Story. Randy Brecker with the Bill Warfield Big Band on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
Randy Brecker's composition Sponge, made famous with the Brecker Brothers Band originally. That's with the Bill Warfield Big Band from the album Trumpet Story. Now, listen to this piano player, and I want you to tell me who you think this is.
Thank you.
Okay, how do you think you did on our little quiz there? That's the classic song Makin' Whoopee, recorded in 1949. And when a young pianist, Hank Jones, first heard the gentleman you just heard playing on the radio, he was convinced that it was two or three piano players that had been overlaid on top of one another at the same time. But no, it wasn't. It was one piano player playing all of that live. That was Art Tatum. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And I think it's probably not too far of a stretch to say that no one has topped Art Tatum down through the years as being a more talented and unique piano player. Okay, we're going to get to our continuation of our 69th birthday celebration for Randy Brecker. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received not long ago, which reads as follows. Hey, this is Karim El Nile from Egypt. Could you please play Fela Kuti, Water Get No Enemy, or any other track from him would be cool, too. Thanks, Karim. Well, thank you, Karim, and I'd love to play Water Get No Enemy, one of his most famous vocal songs, for you, but right now I think I might instead want to play a very unique, rare live performance that features Fela Kuti and his wonderful band and his saxophone work with the major rock drummer Ginger Baker, who was a member of the band Cream. And many of the English rock musicians love jazz. So I think you'll really enjoy the blending of their talent in a rare live performance on the song called Let's Start. Oh,
Thank you.
Ornette Coleman's classic song Bird Food, interpretation with a Latin flavor by Steve Kahn from his latest release Subtext. Now, Steve Kahn used to be a member of the Brecker Brothers Band, and he invited our special guest on this edition of EOA's Jazz America, Randy Brecker, to be guest trumpeter on the song you just heard. Now, let's go to the Newport Jazz Festival and have some conversation backstage with Randy Brecker as he talks about some of his recent sessions, including the one you just heard with Steve Kahn here on VOA's Jazz America. Randy Brecker just got off stage after playing with the Newport at 60 All-Stars with George Wein. Man, so in demand. You are, I'm talking, folks, to the man of the year of 2013. You, because of just your sheer activity, you just won't stop, can't stop. People keep asking you to do stuff, and you don't say no.
Well, there's a lot of good projects in the fire, and I had a lot of luck to do some really good projects that just happened, man. So I'm thrilled to, you know, from traveling, I've met a lot of great musicians from really, literally all over the world. So Vlodek Pavlik comes to mind. We did that Night in Kalesia CD that won a Grammy. I was just over there. We performed it a couple times last month.
And I know you were with the Brecker Brothers Band reunion.
Yeah, we did another one, a heavy metal bebop band with Terry Bozzio and Barry Finnerty and Neil Jason on saxophone. She really is finding her own voice.
Oh,
so it's just a thrill to do that thing.
Okay, lastly, I know you worked with Steve Kahn on his recent release,
yeah.
Bird Food, doing Ornette Coleman's song. That was fantastic to work with his, with that old good buddy of yours.
Yeah, that was great, and I kind of forced my way inadvertently on that. It's a great play-along record, so he sent me the tracks before there was any horns or melodies. I said, man, this is so great. I play with this every night when I'm practicing. You gotta need some trumpet on there, so I kind of talked him into it.
And the Bill Warfield trumpet story release too. That was another great work with
you. Yeah, yeah, that was a big thrill. And I got some other things in the can, so there'll be some more coming.
So nothing to reveal.
Well, there's something that we did about a year and a half ago at the Blue Note called Randy Pop. With it, Kenny Werner rearranged or really deranged. We picked some hit tunes that I played on throughout the years. Bruce Springsteen, but I'm too nervous to even really think of all the. Yeah. Todd Rundgren, a bunch of. I can't think of them now, but really Paul Simon. Kenny did an amazing job, so it's in the can. We got to edit it and mix it with Nate Smith and John Patitucci.
Fine.
Yeah, it was a great project, so that's the next thing to get out there.
Randy, great to see you as always.
Thank you. Always great to see you, too.
Thanks,
all right.
Man.
Thanks, man.
And now let's enjoy some more award-winning music. One of the last recorded efforts featuring Randy and his brother, Michael Brecker, who died of cancer just a few years ago. With the WDR Big Band from Europe, Here's Randy Brecker, Michael Brecker, and music from Some Skunk Funk on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. and Michael Brecker recorded live with Europe's great WDR big band, the song Strap Hangin', one of their Brecker Brothers classics from the live album, which won a Grammy Award titled Some Skunk Funk. Happy 69th birthday to Randy Brecker. Now, down through the years, he's worked with a number of folks, including the late great bassist Jaco Pastorius, who, by the way, would have been 63 on the 1st of December. Next week on Jazz America, join me as three current greats of the jazz bass, Christian McBride, Stanley Clark, Richard Bona, and Jimmy Haslip, join us to talk about Jaco, his great talent, and his groundbreaking music. You'll hear lots of it next week on Jazz America if you join me, so please do.